This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Antonio Gibson, number four, back deep. And this pass coming out. There's a speed depth. There he goes. Oh, there he goes. It's already a new season. The number two draft pick from Ohio State takes it 100 yards.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. What a start. Woo! To Friday night, Keith.
Literally could not start better.
I mean, good thing they start those preseason games later than they say, because I would say a lot of people might have missed it. But you got the Brady statue. Yeah. You got the lead up. You got the later start. I was there in plenty of time to watch that kickoff, but it was exciting.
Oh, it was the most exciting play in football.
Sick brag, bro.
Pretty good.
The number
100-yard kick return.
The number two pick out of Ohio State. I didn't realize that.
Well, he was a second-round pick.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Semantics. I didn't realize
the Pats had the number two overall pick.
No.
Very good.
That would have been a reach on Henderson. A good player. Probably didn't need to go at two.
I would have taken Genty before him, although Genty stunk it up in the preseason.
Did he run one back 100 yards?
No, he did not. No.
No, but as a brief aside, there's going to be way more kick returns this year, because last year they were hoping for
it. If that's a play that's back, and I don't just mean 100-yard kickoff returns by Travion, but if the kickoff return is back, good. The NFL needs that play back.
Yeah, because if they now take a knee on, it's to the 35. So it's like, I don't think you're going to have your kicker just shoot into the end zone anymore. I mean, that's too good a field position to be doing that. I mean, think about it. The old rule, kicking it out of bounds, put it on the 40, and how detrimental that was. And how much of a factor it was in the Patriots' second Super Bowl, for
John Casey.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't live that one down.
No, you can't.
Wiggy probably still complains about that kick.
He does.
Yeah, he for sure does.
But Henderson starts it great. But then it wasn't just that. He also added some great plays and has flashed in on offense, too.
I think he's the reason to feel best coming out of that game, even more so than Will Campbell, who I did think was good. He had one miscue. Which really more was a Drake May miscue, but the reason May was under pressure, and you've seen the fumble by now, Campbell and Wilson had a factor in that. But I think Campbell's a reason to feel pretty good. You mentioned DJ James earlier, Efton Chisholm. Like, there were some good performances in that game, but the guy to feel best about is Travion Henderson. We saw him in camp. He had a drop at joint practices, but we saw a couple of electric plays from him. It was nice to see that in a real game setting, at real speed, with live tackling, bowling people over, making people miss, factor in the pass game, one run for 18 yards. Like, he looked like a guy who could add some dynamic playmaking to this offense. And let's face it, that's something they've needed now for a number of years. They've tried to bring in fast guys and explosive guys, and they haven't succeeded.
No.
And maybe, just maybe, they've actually succeeded for once.
Yeah, maybe they have. And there was an emphasis offensively on the backs and maybe even like get thrown to the tight ends a little bit. It wasn't really wide receiver heavy till later in the game. Right? Like when Drake May was in, it was a lot of stuff that we had seen previously with Josh McDaniels and getting like a variety of running backs touches, whether it was throwing to all those guys or handing them the ball, a lot of, you know, even like one or two wide receiver sets. Because I was going in wondering, all right, are we going to see these guys, even without Diggs, are you going to see three or four wideouts all on the field at the same time? Wasn't really the case, but they were having success with the running backs. I think all three of those guys played pretty well. That's why some are calling it the Cerberus backfield.
Many people are saying.
Many people are three-headed dog monster. Yes. They're kind of saying that's what it is. But Ramondre had a 13-yard run. Antonio Gibson had an 11-yard catch. Also had a couple of good runs. Henderson had, what was it, the 18-yard run on the one, and then he had three catches. So, like, all three of those guys were being used. Plus Drake May sprinkled in some runs. He was a better runner than he was thrower in the game. Only two series for Drake May, but kind of what we expected as far as playing time, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, give him two series. Obviously, it didn't end the way that you wanted it to, but I think that, the positives would start with Henderson and then maybe sort of trickle down to Will Campbell and then a couple of the other running backs for me.
Is it possible they're actually going to be good, Keith? You forecast them for 10. I've forecast them for 9. But there's a wide range of outcomes there. I know it was all twos and threes from the Commanders. I think they had 30 guys inactive or whatever it was, Jaden Daniels included, on Friday night. Never mind Terry McLaurin, who's not suiting up anytime soon for them.
No.
But that was dominant by the Patriots. And, you know, even go back to the joint practice. They outplayed the Commanders in a joint practice where Washington, outside of McLaurin, had all their guys out there for that. A year ago, the joint practice against the Eagles was very telling. The Eagles were good. The Patriots sucked. You could tell that on the practice field. Is it possible between the joint practice, the preseason game on Friday night, the Patriots can actually follow through on some of this hype, all the games they're favored in, the 8.5 win total? Are they actually going to be pretty good?
I think so. I mean, they spent money in free agency, and even if it wasn't at every single position that we wanted it to, they made upgrades across the board. The coaching staff, from what we've seen, is certainly a lot better than last year, but it might even be better than like the last couple Bill years too, right? Just because Bill had defensive coordinators coaching offense, he may have slipped a little bit as well. Like there, it just wasn't as, I don't know. This seems like a very well run. Everybody's kind of pointed in the same direction, kind of coaching staff and team right now. And, you know, yeah, the Commanders didn't play their guys. The Patriots also didn't have all their guys, including the best cornerback duo maybe in the
right.
league.
No Gonzo, no Davis, no Diggs, no Moses. I mean,
no,
it's not like the Patriots played every good call. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the Patriots played everyone. Fair point. They didn't sit 30 guys, but they didn't play everyone.
I mean, the Commanders had no interest. I'm surprised they even showed up. They should even start like next year being like, all right, who wants to play preseason? Who doesn't? Because like, how much better would it have been if it was the Bengals with Joe Burrow for two series, whatever he ended up playing, and like you get a real sense of it? Because if some teams don't want to do it, I get it. I'm not like blaming the Commanders, but it's almost like put those teams together, let those teams play grab ass.
I do kind of blame the Commanders.
Yeah,
the
but
Commanders
they don't need to play Jaden Daniels.
Okay, well,
like, I
no,
get that.
They don't, but they agreed to do joint practices, and then they're like, but we're not.
That's true.
We're not going to do
one-on-one
drills, yeah. And we're only going to do one day of joint practices.
Yeah, but so the Patriots should have gone. I mean, I guess what you figure out the preseason schedule first, and then you kind of ask those teams around, I suppose. But yeah, it seemed like they didn't have a lot of interest, which will be interesting to see if that strategy pays off for them, or are they going to get off to a slow start? And you're going to point to it's like, well, you didn't seem to be into it during camp at all.
They did not. So a resounding victory for the Patriots on Friday night, 48-18. One key turnover in that game, which we'll get to. We got thoughts on Drake May. We got thoughts on some debuts out of the Patriots rookies beyond Travion Henderson. We saw Will Campbell. We saw Jared Wilson. We saw Kyle Williams, who flashed a little bit.
Got open.
Not that they were able to get him the ball.
No, we got open.
So we have thoughts on that from Friday night. Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Monday. And we are joined right now by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you on a Patriots Monday by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, welcome to Jones and Keefe. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
We're doing great. How nice is it to get out there in a game setting and actually hit somebody and have some contact, which I know has been light in the preseason? How'd that feel to get out there and do that?
No, it felt really good. It was a good time to knock the rust off, for sure. I'm very happy that we were able to go out there, play well, play as a team, and have fun, first and foremost. you know, I think this group of guys really came out and showed their heart, and they showed just what Braves wants of us. So I was very proud of them, especially the young players.
Yeah, what's been your impression of Coach Mike Vrabel so far? This is going to be, I guess, part of your third season in New England, third different head coach. So what kind of coach is Mike Vrabel?
Oh, he's a great man. He leads well. He's well-spoken. He leads by example. I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, it's easy to talk the talk, but he walks the walk too. So I have nothing but high praise for him, and I'm excited to play for him this year.
You also have a new defensive coordinator in Terrell Williams. I'm curious, what kind of coach is he? Is he a guy that will yell at you? Is he quiet? Like, what's his approach?
I would say he's a little bit of everything. He's a little bit of everything. He knows when to say it and how to say it. He's also he's a big motivator. He knows what he expects of guys, and he knows how he can get it out of guys. So I really appreciate how he speaks to us, how he speaks to the defense, and the high standards he has for us.
You ever have a coach at any level get in there and break it up like he did at joint practices last week and come out bleeding? You ever had a coach do that?
Never. That was new to me.
Do you like the joint practices? It seems like a thing that all the teams are doing pretty much every year. But do you guys like that?
Yeah, no. I think joint practices are great. It's a chance to hit other people. It's not only that, but you get to look at how their linebackers play, how their defense plays. So it's like you can like cross-examine that, okay, like how would we handle that situation that our offense put them in? It's a good opportunity to learn from each other. And oftentimes at joint practices, you are able to go work like in position drills with the other linebackers. So then when we go do that, it's also a good time to learn from them. We weren't able to do that with Washington, but I've done that in the past, and I love doing that too. It's just an opportunity to learn as a position.
We're talking to Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday on WEEI. Christian, just looking over your career, there's some interesting tie-ins on the schedule. You're going to Minnesota for the joint practices. That's where you started your career in the NFL. Yeah. You were signed to an offer sheet by the Raiders. You're going to play them week one. But you stayed in New England this offseason. How nice is it, given some of your different stops in the NFL, to have kind of one place where you now know you're going to be?
Yeah, no, I first of all give glory to God. You know, I just try to use the abilities that he's given me. Without him, you know, I wouldn't have another breath, another second. So, like, when me and my wife found out we were coming back we got the contract, it was nothing but joy. It was like, it was a shock just because my first 3 years in the league, I've been cut a number of times. I've been bouncing around. I've been, you know, I would always ask her, like, is this for me? Is this what God has planned for me? Like, why am I not sticking? Like, I know I can do this. I feel like I have the talent. So why is it not working? And then my wife, my dad just told me to push through. They asked me, do I still love the game? And I told them I do. I still love the game. And then the offer sheet came. And then the Patriots matched. And it was unbelievable. So it was a blessing from God. And, you know, I just want to give him glory first.
You know, I was doing some research on you because we're nothing if not professional. And says here you are one of 12 children. Now, I have two kids at home, and I have my hands full. Like, that is a lot, just the two. What was it like growing up in a house with 12 or, I guess, 11 other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. There's definitely hard things about it, right? There's, like, lack of privacy, lack of having your own space. But on the other hand, you have 11 best friends. You have 11 people that you'd lay your life on the line for. People that, you know, like every summer we get together as a big family and we just enjoy each other's company. So it was amazing. Honestly, props to my parents for being able to do it. They had the heart for adoption and the heart to have that many kids. So it's just, it was amazing to see them go through it. And then not only that, but then to learn from their mistakes, learn from how they did it. Because now me and my wife, after watching them, you know, I think it's James 1:24 says true religion inside of the father means caring for the orphan and the widows and then refusing to let the world corrupt you. So for me, like, how can I not follow God's word? I'm going to care for the orphan and the widows. I want to adopt. So watching how they did it and then how I can do it better and how the lessons I can learn from them was nothing short of a miracle, because they were a huge blessing to me and showing me how to do it.
Now, you are being very modest about your father's time in the NFL. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, long career with the Detroit Lions, Denver Broncos. You have siblings in the NFL as well. So what is that like, being able to lean on them from a professional standpoint, not just, you know, guiding yourself through and sticking with your career, but professionally having that sort of sounding board?
Yeah, no, I get something. I get something from all of them, right? I would say, like, my dad, like, he's not, well, my brothers too, but my dad's a big focus on mentality, a big focus on dominating, a big focus on, you know, like, breaking the other guy's will. So getting that from him and back when he played. For my older brother, he's also a middle linebacker, but I would say he's very gifted in pass rushing. He's very gifted in communicating in the defense. So being able to learn from him. And then my little brother is also a very gifted pass rusher. He's a D end, and being able to watch him play and learn from him and seeing how he strikes, how aggressive he plays, I take something from all of them. You know what I mean? Like, each one of them has been a huge blessing. And I just, we're very blessed. You know, it's not often you can say you've had. There's actually my other brother who played for Philly. He played in Philly with me. He's not in the league anymore, but to have, what is that? That's five of us. Five of us who played. You know, that's not often you could say, like, five of your immediate family members have played in the league. So,
and is what you and at least a couple of your brothers played at Idaho in college. And I'm always curious talking to different guys on these Patriots Mondays and Fridays. You know, finding players from everywhere. You know, whether it's the SEC, whether it's the Big Ten, or you know, going all the way outside. How did you land at Idaho, and what was your time like there?
Yeah, for me, I went to Valor Christian in Colorado. I started in Utah Judge Memorial. I finished at Valor Christian in Colorado. So I played with a lot of talent around me, the McCaffreys, a lot of my brothers and whatnot. So it was a lot of fun to play there. But I would say I was a little overlooked. So I really didn't get many offers coming out of high school. So it was either – it was a bunch of SCS, or I think Idaho at the time was Sunbelt. So my older brother was already at Idaho, so I didn't even take a visit anywhere, even though I'd offers other places. I was like, no, I just want to go play with Caden. That sounds like fun, and that's what we did. And then after that, my dad came and joined, and he started coaching D-line there, and then – after that, my other little brother came, and he was playing D-line there, so it was good.
Hmm. Did you overlap in high school with Christian McCaffrey, or was he too old?
I would have if I would have got there my freshman year, but I started my high school career in Utah.
Got it.
I remember going to work out with, obviously, Luke, Dylan, and Christian in, like, the summers, but I never got to play with Christian. We always watched their film and whatnot, but...
I bet that high school highlight tape
was pretty
good. I was
going to say, tackling a McCaffrey, I imagine, is no treat. Well, Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate the time. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you to Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here on a Patriots Monday. Typically, we're going to talk to Hunter Henry on Patriots Mondays as well, but he was not at practice today. Ramondre Stevenson, a couple of the absences today. They sound planned, right? Stevenson missed one late last week,
like,
and then played in the game.
This way you don't have to talk to Jones.
They're like, we're going to give you Mondays off. That way you don't have to go through and talk to Jones every Monday. That's fair. Interesting stuff there from Christian Ellis. Again, you miss any of that, you can check it out on the Audacy app. Use the Rewind feature, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Listen on the iHeartRadio and tune in apps as well. Coming up, let's get to Drake May. Your thoughts on his day. One terrible turnover mixed in with some plays with his legs. We have thoughts on Bill and Jordan coming up later this hour as well. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think the arm is coming forward. We're going to see if this is a sack or not.
That's going to be a close one.
The offense recovered by the defense. First down.
The arm is not coming forward on that play, unfortunately, which means it was a fumble for Drake May. A lot of bad on that play.
Not great.
Poor decision-making by May, who I would blame the most on that play. Mm-hmm. Throw it away. Take the sack. But on top of that, Campbell and Wilson got confused and let their quarterback down on that play. I'd have him lower on the list than Drake May on that play. But that's one of the main things that I would look to from the game on Friday night and say, all right, we want May to win more games. We want May to turn over less. They won that game going away easily. And, you know, they had a good defensive performance early where at least Washington missed a field goal on the short field. They got the kickoff return early. And so I think May was put in a pretty advantageous spot to begin the game, but he gets the win. The turnover, though, and even beyond the turnover, the poor decision-making leading to the turnover is frustrating. And as good as the night was, that to me is a big negative coming out of it.
Yeah, because last year it was 10 picks, 9 fumbles, I believe, and not a full season. So you're like, all right, that's a rookie, bad O-line, bad coordinator. Like, we gave him all the excuses in the book, but you're like, all right, for year two to take that leap forward, you're going to have to protect the ball. And I think with this offense, too, they are going to be, I don't know if it's 50-50, but I do think they're going to run the ball a lot. I think they're going to try to win on defense. And so the opportunities Drake May does get, they can't end with turnovers. And so he's a second-year quarterback. Obviously, there's going to be mistakes to be had. But unfortunately, it seems like there's like a little bit of a trend happening again where, you know, he was awesome at joint practice. But then the last play, they put him in a situation, 25-yard line, 45 seconds, ends in a pick. Right? The scrimmage inside against, you know, where they split the team in half, throws two picks. Two series in the game on Friday, one of them ends in a fumble. So it's frustrating. And, you know, I think that's going to be a big difference because I don't expect this guy this year anyway to throw 30 or 40 touchdowns. So if you're going to have like a two to one touchdown to pick or touchdown to turnover ratio, you only get so many, right? Like you got, if you have 22 touchdown passes, you better keep the interceptions and the fumbles low.
Mike Vrabel, not a fan of the decision-making from Drake May. He also wasn't a fan of this first question by Rochie, but here's the exchange from Friday night.
Just thought on Drake's performance, and I'm sure the turnover probably annoyed you with what he did.
Are you asking and answering a question at the same time? Is that what you're doing?
I got you. Your thoughts.
I would say you about summed it up. That's a bad decision, and I think we're going to need better from him, and I think he knows that, and that's obvious. So wasn't there, and you know, we just have to be able to
find a way to get rid of the football or take a sack and punt and play defense. But to the defense's credit, they, you know, forced a field goal. I think that was missed maybe, but they got a couple, you know, it was a sudden change opportunity.
Vrabel didn't seem thrilled with the quarterback play. We talked about this earlier, Keith.
No.
Dobbs scrambled in later in the game where he was kind of bouncing around the pocket and then zipped into the end zone, which he thought was a nice play in real time. And then they cut to Vrabel on the sideline, given the one finger. And it was the pointer.
Middle finger at him.
He probably wanted it to be the middle finger, but he looked disgusted.
Yeah, he's not thrilled.
With the play. I don't think Vrabel was thrilled with quarterback play on Friday night, despite the dominant one-sided victory. There's a lot of backups and scrubs for Washington, and I don't think the quarterback play was great.
No, it wasn't. No, it definitely wasn't. I mean, they won because in part the Commanders didn't play 30 of their 35 best players. And, you know, you start the game with the kick return touchdown, and then the Patriots were just, especially on defense, they were kind of doing whatever they wanted to do. And on offense, I mean, Drake May, you know, the one possession, they moved the ball. They ran the ball really well, and then he even just scooted it in for a score. So, like, yeah, not that the score even really matters. You're more looking at performances from all the players. But, yeah, I don't think Drake May would be happy because that one play does stand out. And then Dobbs just kind of stinks overall. And then Woolridge was whatever.
Dobbs just spoke coming off the practice field today.
Yeah.
Which, spoiler alert, didn't go great for the first team offense. But Dobbs says he owes Kyle Williams a touchdown from Friday.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Which is definitely, he owes Kyle Williams more than a touchdown. Kyle Williams was open all night. He couldn't hit him on any play. Down the field, in the end zone, should have been a touchdown. So fair comment there from Dobbs, who I also thought was poor.
Because none of the receivers really had a chance to do much. I mean, Efton Chisholm ended up being the one guy.
The game, yeah.
Yeah, he had the touchdown. He had a few catches in there, but it was all with second, third string quarterback even.
Outside of Chisholm, the only guy who got more than two targets, I'm sorry, there were two. Williams caught none because Dobbs couldn't hit him. And then Travion Henderson was the only other one. So those are really the only people involved in more than a couple of targets.
Oh, yeah. No, it was nothing. I mean, they only had 17 catches as a team, and six of them were to Chisholm. And then, Henderson and Gibson had four combined. So, like, the early offense was thrown to the running backs. Then the late offense, you're like, whatever. Like, just get this game over with. So, yeah, none of those guys really did much. Like, you know, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, who have both had a really, really good camp. And I'm pretty optimistic about both guys, right? Like, I'm not saying 1,000 yards or anything, but I think both could be contributors and pretty good this year, but nothing doing on Friday.
On the quarterback, Drake May, 3 of 5, 12 yards. He took the sack where he fumbled. He also had a couple of runs, one for a touchdown, the other for 11 yards. So I like that Drake May uses legs in the game. Dobbs was, again, horrible. He was 5 out of 12 for 45 yards. I think that'll tie into something that Mike Vrabel said this morning coming up in just a little bit. But real quick, some of the reports coming out of practice today, Keith, and this is in conjunction with the open training camp session. I'm trying to remember, was it yesterday or was it Saturday? Whatever it was, Saturday. The one over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It has been arrowed down for the first team offense. I'm reading from Phil Perry. He says the competitive portion of practice came to an end. The top defense had its way with the top offense.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Drake May, 4 of 10, 3 sacks. Our guy, Christian Ellis. Robert Spillane, Kalavon Chasen. He says two of the sacks appeared to come on stunts on the left side of the offensive line. Does that sound familiar?
So they're just running the same thing and those guys can't figure it out?
Spillane looped around Will Campbell on the left edge for one. Chasen crashed the inside to get by Jared Wilson on another.
Like I said, they're going to win on defense. It's going to have to be a defensive juggernaut this year.
Let's see. Bedard says it was largely a non-competitive practice in shells for the Patriots. Almost all teamwork was against cards as they prep for the Vikings. What does that mean, cards?
So basically, like, they're running the Viking stuff, and so it's not ones versus ones. It'd be like scout team. Like,
got
so
it,
they got
it,
cards.
Got it,
like
got it,
they're
got
just running like this. The like Woolridge will be running like JJ McCarthy type plays. So they're really like preparing for.
He says
game.
Some decent situational football stuff at the end that did not go well for the offense. Oh, great.
Not great, Bob.
Callahan called it sloppy offense in 11-on-11 versus the top defense.
Things are turning around on him.
May 5 of 10, a delay of game.
And mixing a delay of game.
He has him charted for 2 sacks.
Okay.
This is a developing one. Kyle Duggar, this happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Took all of his reps today with the second team defense. We haven't talked about this yet. We had it budgeted later in the show. But given that he had all second team reps, that's something to watch.
Yeah.
With the emergence of Well, Jalen Hawkins and the eraser.
Yeah.
Craig Woodson, who almost picked off Drake May yesterday in practice.
Yeah, it's usually telling in the games. I mean, these guys are watching the practice. So that's obviously telling as well when you like starters versus non-starters. But, you know, not that I think he's a world beater or anything, but like Anfernee Jennings is still on the team and he was playing in the second half.
Bad sign.
Not a good sign. Real bad sign. That's happened before. Didn't the story go John Lynch knew his career was over, but he just wanted like a few more reps, and like Bill put him out there in like the fourth quarter of the final preseason game, and you're like, that guy's not making the team. He's done. He claims he knew he was done, but I don't know. However that story goes, it's pretty telling when guys are still out there. So if Kyle Duggar is out there when they play the Vikings and you look around and you can't even name the other guys that he's playing with, that's a really bad sign.
So he's behind not just Craig Woodson, but Peppers, Woodson, and Jalen Hawkins. He's behind all of them, taking all second team reps.
I guess.
Do you think I can get anything for him?
Not if you're putting him on the second team.
That's a good point.
I don't think so.
Not if you're letting everybody know you think he's worse than Jalen Hawkins. No offense.
No, not probably not. I mean, I guess like a pick swap. Like, would you want to move up 30 spots? Like, you give him up. You give up Duggar in a seventh for a sixth. I don't think he has a ton of value. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only
players usually go for less than I think they should.
I would be against outright cutting him. I'm all
like,
for
what
a trade.
What did Deebo Samuel go for? Like a fifth?
Yeah.
I don't know. So what's Duggar going for?
I don't know. Is Duggar in shape? Because Debo's not.
Debo's the hoss of the week. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
But like, who's
put that on the wiki page.
Isn't he still a better player though?
Debo?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, Duggar, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even think Duggar's that good. So yes, right. Debo's definitely still a better player.
So I don't even know if you get like a straight fifth round pick for him.
Yeah,
then if the league finds out he's not even a starter for you, they're like, what are we doing?
And I don't mean to be inconsistent. I'd be against cutting him because I think he's a professional football player that you could probably use.
Oh, I wouldn't cut him, but I think it makes sense.
If you really think that Woodson and Jalen Hawkins and Peppers are all better, and I wouldn't be surprised about Peppers and Woodson. Hawkins still feels on the borderline to me. But he's getting second team reps. Fine, yeah.
But you know what's funny is it's.
I never liked Duggar.
Yeah, no, I've never been a huge fan. I was shocked when they drafted him because you're like, where does this guy play from? But they got rid of a lot of Bill guys. You know, they got rid of a lot of them, and you wonder if they do end up moving on from Duggar, you're like, all right, how many guys? Even though Bill was here 2 years ago, like how many guys even played for Bill?
They got rid of Bill guys. They got rid of Mayo guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I thought this was an interesting exchange with Vrabel this morning, Keith.
Yes.
See if you notice how he catches himself. And I think it's relevant because the Patriots had poor quarterback play over the weekend. Joe Milton, by all accounts, I saw the interception. I didn't watch the game, but I saw the interception. It was awful. Joe Milton didn't play great for Dallas. But Vrabel was asked about Joe Milton today. See if you notice the hiccup in here.
We've had a lot of talk here about the decision to move on from Joe Milton and how that was part and parcel with giving Drake May the runway to be a leader and take ownership of the quarterback room. Can you walk us through your decision-making there and why the organization thought it was best to bring Dobbs in and move on from Joe Milton?
Just another coach's decision. You know, felt like this is what was best for our team. Trying to do what's best for the team.
Okay.
Just a coach
decision is
not
what I meant.
We're not letting the quarterback make decisions.
So look, maybe.
Oh, I heard it as he's just another quarterback.
Let's
hear who is
Joe Milton?
Let's hear that again. If you could isolate that portion, yeah. Let me know when you have it. But let's hear that.
Just another coach's decision.
No, another quarterback decision. Is
yeah,
what
quarterback
he was
decision.
Yeah.
No, he caught himself saying coach's decision. He wanted to call him just another quarterback.
I don't think that's what that was.
I don't know what it is.
Interesting interpretation. All I know is that doesn't help Drake May, and it doesn't help the perception that May wanted Milton gone. If that was a slip of the tongue, it was an unfortunate one, if that's what it was.
But what does help pour some water on the very pro-Joe Milton people would be the Joe Milton appearance in the game over the weekend.
Yes and no. I mean,
he kind of stinks.
Okay, but so did Dobbs.
Oh, Dobbs does stink.
Okay, that's your choice. Milton or Dobbs.
But if they both stink and you're like, give me like the more veteran guy than another rookie who thinks he can
be the
starter.
See, I would say the opposite. I would say give me the guy with some upside versus the guy who we know stinks.
I'll go with but Wiggy was talking about how like that's one position where you would rather a defined, clear dynamic than like the, I don't know, maybe it's like, this is a worse version, but like Mac Jones, Bailey Zappe.
Right.
Where the guys are picking Bailey.
But if May's as good as we think, there really shouldn't be any division within the team over Joe Milton.
Yeah,
it really shouldn't be.
Maybe not.
And if there is, that speaks poorly of May.
But I think if Milton ended up being good, it would be like completely indefensible. I think people would be losing their minds. Everybody, whether they wanted him gone to begin with, didn't care that he was gone, or really wanted him. If he was out there dominating. Because we saw it just last week with a couple of clips, him throwing the ball 90 yards at practice. Everyone's like, oh, my God, what a mistake they made.
Yeah.
Then he plays in the game. He's throwing the ball in the crowd. And you're like, all right, this guy's kind of what we thought he was.
Milton didn't play great. And the pick was like a punt. It was brutal. I don't think the quarterbacks here played very great either. So I would just keep that same energy. When you're evaluating Joe Milton, I would keep that for the quarterbacks here.
Yeah.
Because Dobbs was horrendous.
Yeah, but he stinks. That's been one of my takeaways from camp when we've been eagle-eyed down there. Like, he's not very good at all.
When you got the binocs on.
Yeah, that's what I could really tell.
That's when you could really get in there and be like, you know what, this Josh Dobbs, not much there.
Not going to help you.
617-779-7937. Well, it's been a little while since we've talked about Bill Belichick and Jordan. Apparently, Jordan Hudson, Keith, is now calling up podcasts.
Why not?
To complain about hashtag the coverage that she gets and Bill gets. Have they called?
We do have a phone.
You should check the inbox.
You can call us anytime.
It's very possible that she is looking for a platform. Nice. We'll explain coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Pats game from Friday night coming up in just a little bit. Some loose ends for the Pats. Who stood out? Who do you want to see more out of? We've broken down Drake May and his day. You saw Travion Henderson, Will Campbell, a lot of you for the first time, plus some other down the roster guys making a case to make this roster. So we'll get to that coming up. But you hear the Taylor Swift music.
Yes.
Jordan Hudson, Keefe.
Yeah?
I saw this on Pro Football Talk from page 6
okay.
in the New York Post, and I'm reading from page 6. Jordan Hudson thinks highly of herself. It starts.
Okay.
Agreed.
Which I think you should, right? If you don't love yourself, no one else will.
That's a good point.
That's one of my mantras.
It's a good way to think about it. The much younger girlfriend of famed football coach Bill Belichick.
Yeah, about five decades.
Allegedly boasted on a phone call with a journalist that she is like Taylor Swift's longtime power publicist, Tree Payne.
I'm sorry?
Tree Payne.
Tree Payne?
You like the cover that Tree Payne does of Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Oh, okay. You're thinking T-Pain. Yeah. Although, I don't know what the T stands for. It could be tree.
It could be.
For all I know.
It's his full name.
So, I'm sorry. So, just to boil this down, Jordan Hudson says, I'm like Taylor Swift's PR person?
Correct.
Okay.
Tree Payne.
I feel like whoever Taylor Swift's person, I never even heard of this
me
until
either.
Today.
But
doing something right.
They're doing a good job.
Like the most famous person in the world doing something right.
Yeah. I think the rumor right now is they somehow booked her on the Kelce's podcast.
She might be on the Kelce's pod.
Which, wow, what a get that would be. How'd they pull that one off?
Yep. They're going to be pumped in Ohio for that one.
Score one for Tree Payne. Quote, I love that you said that I'm like Bill's Tree Payne because I am. The 24-year-old beauty queen reportedly told podcaster and reporter Charlotte Wilder.
Okay.
Per Thursday's episode
I'm following along. A lot of characters in this, but I'm following.
Sports gossip shows. This is a show that Charlotte Wilder does.
I guess. I don't know.
I watched a little bit of this podcast. I thought they were going to have actual Jordan Hudson audio.
Sick brag, bro.
Look at you.
It's not. Okay. I would like that time back if I could. But on the sports gossip show, they spent about an hour talking about how she called them out of the blue. Requesting to talk about her PR strategy with Bill.
How'd she get their number?
Great question. Maybe it was DMs.
Okay.
She said, quote, everybody loved Bill's media presence before they found out I was behind it.
Sure about that?
Well, I mean.
Sure about that? That's why. What did they love about Bill's presence?
Well, I think Patriots fans for a long time were like, yeah, Bill, the way you are with the media,
I think is what
she's referencing. Well, no, right. She wasn't even in
the
picture.
She wasn't alive when Bill first started talking to the media. What is she talking about?
I think that's kind of what she was trying to take credit for, unless they think people love Bill on social media, which I never heard, not even once.
Okay, I would say twice. Maybe you can think of another example. Bill got... No. I'll go three times. Mm. There's been a lot of, over the years, there's been a lot of time for it.
I remember his very smooth rollout on Instagram. I remember that, where he just crushed it.
It wasn't that. It was the photo of him. He was dressed up as a fisherman.
Five or six. Nope. Seven or eight.
No, I got three. I have three examples. He was a little fisherman with a little slicker, and he was reeling in a mermaid.
Yeah,
no, not
great.
That either.
That was great.
He got a lot of credit for the NFL film stuff, the NFL Top 100, which I don't know if she had anything to do with that. He was just good in that because that was his element.
My guess would be no.
He was... good on College Game Day, talking about Navy, which is like his favorite thing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good, not for you, but I think some people enjoyed that.
I thought
like,
that one specifically
that
was pretty overrated, okay. But sure, yeah. Yeah.
And then I think on draft night with McAfee, I think people were like, oh, McAfee's cool, so by extension, he's kind of cool, and he's talking about that. Not that he was particularly great, but he went on McAfee. It was during the draft. I think people were interested in that.
So you think maybe she's taking credit for some
maybe,
of that?
Like maybe. Some of the positive reviews from that. She's like, look what I did, even though, I don't know, if we told him we were talking about Navy football and only Navy football, he'd call in right now. You know, and the NFL Films thing, he's been doing stuff with NFL Films way before he ever met her. So maybe she's taking credit for McAfee. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
So that might have been her idea.
Everybody loved Bill's media presence before they found out I was behind it. She thinks she's like Taylor Swift's publicist, which I guess means she thinks Bill's like Taylor Swift.
Here's how you're not that. Here's how you're not like that person. We've all heard of Taylor Swift.
That one picture I saw Bill last week, I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think so. But we've never heard of this person until now, and they're obviously doing a great job.
Uh-huh.
She, on the other hand, Jordan, is like the story.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's publicist is not the story at all. We don't even know who she is.
That's typically not what you want from a publicist, is to be right in the middle and known.
The CBS Morning Interview,
yeah,
that
correct.
Was also you.
Great point. Yeah. Wilder and Hill, that's her co-host on the Sports Gossip Show,
all right,
said Hudson called them to discuss their coverage of her Miss Maine pageant. And they said on the podcast that the entrepreneur, her, did not conduct herself professionally.
Oh, boy.
Noting that Hudson allegedly even started off their initial call with an arrogant tone saying, it's Jordan, the president of your universe.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, you guys are talking about me a lot.
Yeah,
I'm very important to you.
I'm the president of your universe.
What?
So thanks for having me.
Got it. So she's going to jump in there, I guess. I don't know if that's the best way of going about it.
So I just...
Because don't you either go on the show or don't go on the show? It's very simple. Like, if you're her... I don't know what the whole background is there with the
sports gossip show.
The sports gossip show with Jordan.
I'm not a subscriber.
But I'm guessing they asked her, would you like to come on the show? You can then, you have three options. Yes, no, or ignore it. And I feel like there's not a fourth option of say no, but then call and scream at them.
Maybe she.
I don't think that's the best.
Maybe she pulled a Lombardi. Maybe she said she was going to come on.
Oh, right.
And then
like
no
last
Bill
second.
Questions. Maybe that's what it was.
It's possible.
So I actually just gave Bill some credit last week for being like, hey, we're shutting down any of this stuff about Jordan. Like, Lombardi, don't do this interview. Like, I actually gave Bill some credit that maybe he's realizing, let's just stay out of the limelight. But that was Bill. I'm not sure Bill knew that she was calling up some sports podcast with Charlotte Wilder.
Yikes.
And complaining to them about their coverage and kind of going off the record, or at least not going on the air with it, for a discussion with these hosts, bragging about her role in Bill's social media presence and referring to herself as the president of their universe.
If she called every podcaster that has said something about her, she's going to be very busy. If she does not like the coverage of her over the last few months, she's going to be calling every radio and TV show and podcast in the country.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Yep. Say, throw it in there. You guys will definitely have her on the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Sure, yeah.
We would definitely have her on Jones and Keefe.
No doubt.
And so, yes, standing offer, standing invite to Jordan.
She'd be
Hudson.
Part of our Patriots Monday coverage. Call in and be like, Bill would have been better.
Do you want to do, like, do we have to do it on background, or will she actually come on? I would talk to her on background.
Sure, we can use it for the show. It'd be better on the show, but if she wants to call off the air, fine.
Yeah, we could do some of that.
Not talking about this.
All right, well, fair enough.
That was her stance with her entire appearance on that podcast.
Yep.
So that's how it's going for Bill. I saw Tom Brady was on with Joel Klatt discussing Bill and how ready he's going to get all the North Carolina players. That's assuming there are no distractions for him off the field, which there seem to be a lot of. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Pats. Their preseason opener, a big win over the Commanders on Friday night. What stood out? We have more on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.